Time to talk about food. New recipes, a few cooking tips, maybe a new wine to try. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for tuning in to Tonia's Kitchen.
My guest today is Stephen Reichlin, the author of the book Project Smoke.
What's the difference between smoking, grilling, and barbecue?
Smoking is very different. So grilling is cooking food directly over a hot fire. And you typically would grill a steak or a chop or a vegetable. True barbecue is cooked next to, not directly over the fire, at a much lower temperature. But the essence of barbecue is that it's flavored with wood smoke. All barbecue is smoked, but not all smoked foods are barbecue. That was what was so interesting for me in writing the book, that, you know, here you have a technique that embraces grilling, that embraces barbecue, but really also goes way beyond those two techniques.
Do you find that you can smoke the same type of meats and other things as well?
You can absolutely can. And let me give you an example of a pork belly. Okay, so with a pork belly, you can barbecue a pork belly, that is, sprinkle it with barbecue rub, cook it at a relatively high temperature, let's say 250 degrees, 275, even 300. And you wind up with a very delicious meat that you can slice, put on a sandwich. It tastes terrific. Alternatively, you can cure that same pork belly with a cure of salt, pepper, sugar. You use a curing salt like sodium nitrate, or prog powder, and you smoke it at a very low temperature, let's say 165. You wind up with bacon. So bacon and barbecued pork belly, same cut of meat, totally different texture and taste. I like to say that smoking is easy, but it's not simple.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.